Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace with a free trial at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. That's offer code READ at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. Now, let's get the show started.
All right, I'm back again. 100 reads.
You could not sound more excited.
I'm so fucking excited.
Can you believe this is our 100th episode?
No.
I can't either. Where has the time gone?
Hell.
How has it really been 100 times that we have come here and done this and put this show out? It's just...
Well, thanks for still being here.
Yes, thank you to everyone who listened and told your friends and family and continue to support us. We appreciate you guys so much. This is our 100th episode, so welcome to The Read.
So for our 100th episode, we decided to do something special. It's going to be another mailbag. Is this our second mailbag episode?
I think it's our second or third. It's one of those.
Whatever. We're doing a mailbag episode because apparently y'all love that so much. And we decided to bring our friends along that you also love so much.
Yes.
And y'all can do what you do. So go ahead.
You have to introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
Wake up.
What's up? It's your boy Asante, a.k.a. Santa, in the building. You know what I'm saying? We out here, you know, we making moves. We making it do what it do. And, you know, I got my boy with me, you know. Tell the people who you are, cuz.
What's up, everybody? I'm Dustin Ross, and it feels good to be back. I almost actually declined the invitation when you asked us to come back on the show because I thought you said it was the 100th annual mail bashing show. I didn't know you said it was a mail bag. And so okay. I was like, why in the hell would I want to support that? But anyways, I'm back like bra straps.
What's up?
I'm back like the heel on your foot. I'm back. What's up, everybody?
Okay. Well, so this is a decision we've made, and I guess we're going to have to stick with it.
Glory.
Okay. So we have been diving through the letters all day today and have picked a few that stood out to us. So excited to see what's about to happen. Do you want to go first?
No, I think you should.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you
I'm
ill
sure.
prepared?
No, sure? I'm prepared. I just don't know. I think I want you to set the tone here because mine are a little on the wild side. Some of them are a little crazy.
Yeah, all of mine are.
Okay.
So, most of them. All right. So, first of all, I'm going to say that I'm just going to be transparent. I'm blasted and also like bereft of like any ounce of a fuck. I don't give a fuck about shit today.
Okay.
I didn't really edit a lot of these, so if there's like grammatical errors, anything like that's your own goddamn fault. Blame yourself.
Okay.
I also changed a lot of the names around here. I don't know if all of you wanted to be anonymous or have your names changed, but I just did because I can. So the first one comes from Tinashe. And Tinashe says,
oh my God, I love her album.
I've been friends with Courtney since third grade, and we are as thick as thieves. But I recently had a disagreement with him, and Courtney is a guy, by the way. Tinashe is not.
Okay.
But I recently had a disagreement with him, and it has been bothering me ever since. We shared the same Man Crush Monday.
What?
And oftentimes would look at his pictures together and gush over him.
Oh, no.
I almost fell out when Man Crush Monday DM'd me and asked me on a date.
What?
It gets worse. I didn't think to tell my friend, but I told my other friend who said to go for it because I deserved a good guy. 1 week later, I let it slip out to Courtney. I told him casually that me and the guy were dating, and you would have thought I shot his grandma in the ass. He cussed me clean out. I told him I don't think
she deserved it.
I told him
alone now, bitch.
I told him I didn't think it would bother him because at the end of the day, the guy is straight and he is gay. So
she got a point.
We haven't talked since. Well. Should I stop talking to the guy to make my friend happy or keep doing me? The guy is very sweet and I like him a lot. And was I wrong for stating the obvious? I believe that this relationship will last, but I don't want to lose my BFF help.
Well, your BFF is deluded, though, girl, so it doesn't even really matter.
I'm ready.
Because, like, in all seriousness, how are you really supposed to give a fuck about how the friend feels when the nigga is straight anyway? Like, why is it even a fucking issue?
See, the problem with this tennis
shoes, whatever.
The problem with tennis shoes is her and her friend didn't have this falling out over this guy. It had nothing to do with that. She messed up because she was secretive in the first place by not being forthcoming. Think about this. This is a guy that her and her friend both had, like her best friend had this like crush on. They, you know, googly-eyed over him together. And mm-hmm. then she gets a DM from him like, hey, what's up? I want to go on a date.
Yeah.
That would have been an open conversation like, oh, my God, he DM'd me. Now we know he's straight. I'm going on the date. Everything's out in the open, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't do that. She went and talked to the other friend and then went on a date and then casually mentioned, and is she wrong if she date him? It's not even about him. It's about her and her friend's communication and the fact that she was secretive and dirty about it. So she's at fault. She needs to look at herself in the mirror.
Her friend is homosexual. The guy she's dating is apparently heterosexual. So the friend needs to stop tripping.
He does, but it don't have nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that she was secretive about it and went behind it. Should I tell him?
That's why I was.
What was
like,
what was that?
Yeah, she should have been secretive about it at all because wasn't nobody. Yeah, he wasn't like, getting fucked.
He was like nothing. So what's the big deal? So she made it. She created that situation. But she did
exactly,
that shit.
Exactly. Like, that's why I was saying, like, she deserved to just get cursed out, but, like, he should just get over it. I think it was because she decided to say, or be like, oh, well, let me not tell him.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have been a big deal had she been like, oh, this nigga DM'd me.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have been like, oh, bitch, like, I'm so mm-hmm. jealous, like, good for you. It would have been nothing. But the fact that she held out and wanted to make it a situation, like, that's how, I feel like that's how
dumbass
it became a situation.
In her own way.
But like, no, I don't think she should leave this man for him. I think she should sit her friend down and, you know, just talk it out. I don't know if necessarily I feel like she should apologize.
This is the stupidest fucking thing to
yes.
actually be a fucking problem in the first place.
Petty.
Both of y'all, for this whole Man Crush Monday, MCM, and the DM, that's issue number one. Like, the DM dating thing, that's problem one. Two is the fact that your gay friend thought that he was about to fuck this nigga. And three, the fact that you wrote this letter and about it. What do you think?
I just don't see the issue in the friend being upset about it in the first damn place.
It doesn't make sense.
When the nigga is straight. Like, you don't have... It was no way that you was ever gonna get the DM instead of the girl. So what is there to even trip about? I don't have to check in with my friend just because some nigga invited me on a date. I don't have to tell you about that.
It's not just some nigga, though.
Right.
It's your man crush Monday.
No, it's something that they had obviously been following for a long time. It was a thing between them as friends.
Right.
Like, we both like this guy.
Serious.
It's very petty, but she made it serious.
Exactly. If it was not that serious, she wouldn't have kept it a secret all that time from him.
Or maybe she kept it a secret because she knew he was going to act a fool.
No, she didn't.
So then,
how you know?
Because she wrote the goddamn letter.
You don't even know.
That means that this is an issue for her. So this is not some behavior that she's used to.
I think the issue
is
that she and her friend are not on good terms anymore. Not that she made clear that she wants to continue dating the dude, but she's asking, like, is it worth it? And I just don't think it is. Like, I think your friend is being petty about this.
Me too.
Listen, the friend is gay, the nigga is straight. It's only so much that can be done. It's only so much apologizing you can do for that.
Sorry, I'm dating, or sorry I didn't tell you I'm dating this guy that would never date you.
Right. My bad that I took him off the market.
Sorry for minding my goddamn business.
The market you were never going to be able to get into in the first place. Like, I just feel like he should get over it.
I mean, odds are you're probably
yeah,
going to write us another
it,
letter
at
some
at
point
time,
saying how he sucks. So just leave him if you want to and go back to your gay best friend that don't want to see you be happy.
I think as long as she understands why her friend's upset and, like, they can get past it, but he shouldn't be seriously upset. Like, yeah, I think it's a an issue when your friend that you're talking to and you share this male crush Monday with, you know, that's cool. Like, you know, it's, but it's something passive. You're not looking at somebody you're probably going to really talk to.
It's not even about the guy. That's what they need to realize. Their problem ain't, don't have shit to do with that man.
Exactly.
Nothing. The problem is they just secretive and shit. They don't need to be friends.
Okay, well, there you go.
Or if anything, this should be nothing more than like a minor annoyance. I don't see why y'all have like stopped talking behind this. It just seems crazy.
Right.
Good luck to you, though.
Yeah.
Because I damn sure would not apologize. I don't see that you did anything to apologize for.
What town do they live in that Athens. Is like what the focus is?
Athens, where? Georgia.
Athens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and she said...
No, she didn't say that. I just,
oh, I was about to say, damn, you just put her ass on blast.
No, I don't.
Well, like your album, girl.
All right. What do you got? What do you have?
All right. So let me take a look here. All right. This one says... Hi, Kristen, if you're and Asante and Dustin, if you're in the studio today. This person.
Secrets out.
It's like I have ESPN or something.
Bitch, you guessed it.
So anyway, this is from Anonymous, and he says, I recently graduated from college and have been networking in my field to secure an offer. A couple months ago, I reached out to a man for insight into the industry. We chatted on the phone, after which we agreed to meet for lunch. Lunch was awesome. A lot of insight was shared, and we came to learn that each other were gay and connected on that level. Okay. I also did not edit these letters today, so the English is what it is. Initially, I wasn't moved, but over time, I came to find him attractive. He is a successful man of color, has worked in the top 10% of Fortune 500 companies, and is now working for Bill Gates. During lunch, I thought I picked up on signs he was nervous around me and attracted to me as well. Well, a few weeks passed, we agreed to meet up for lunch and eventually did. By this time, I'd developed a crush, and unfortunately, while enjoying a lovely meal and talking about dating as gay black men in corporate America, he decides to drop the bomb on me that he is in a 5-year relationship. Eventually, I shared that I'm not, that I haven't dated in a long time, to which he says the one thing that always irritates me, that you're young, you'll find someone, blah, blah, blah. Inside, my face drops immediately, but I kept it together and y'all played the super supportive colleague, giving my thoughts. Y'all are so rude.
Wow.
Since then, I have not been able to shake the utter pie-in-the-face embarrassment I have felt for feeling like I got myself into another dumbass situation and how I could not see the signs. He has no idea I liked him and seems to be putting me in the category of a little brother/mentee, which always happens. My instinct is to back away and slowly stop communicating, but that would make me a shitty person because he did nothing wrong. Whew. My question is, how do I get over this in my head rejection, or should I allow myself to exit from his life? I can't help but feel like I've been egged in the face again. Thanks so much for your advice. P.S. Tell Dustin he is such a cutie, even though I know he'd be the type to drink up all your juice at your mama's house in his drawers and not give a fuck. That's dead ass what this is.
Where you know me from.
Right. So that letter comes from Anonymous, and what should Anonymous do about this situation? This
chill
awkward.
The fuck out,
stay man. Anonymous.
Shit yeah. happens.
Like, what shit do you happens. Do? But I mean, that would be so embarrassing. Like, I feel like I would just be.
Which
like,
part I'm, is I, the most embarrassing to you?
Well, the part that like you had this.
I can't believe
this like weird like sexual connection, this bond that you thought you felt with your mentor, and then he's like, "Oh no, actually, I'm in a long term relationship, and you're like a little brother to me." Like I would just feel like so embarrassed by that.
But that's his fault.
No, I'm not saying it's his fault, but like obviously he's in an awkward situation.
I hate
now.
Those kind of situations though, and I'm gonna tell you why. And it really, really pisses me off.
Uh-oh.
Because how is he making it seem? How is he vilifying the mentor guy, right? Because he didn't know that you had those kind of feelings toward him. And he was honest with you, which is what all y'all asses always say you want. Somebody be honest. Oh, so he was God. Honest with you. He was honest with you. And he said, you know, no, no, no.
But you know what?
And I'm going to give you your closure right here. It's because I am A, in a long-term relationship, and B, I don't even look at you like that. So now you know that the answer's no. You know why. You have all your tools to move on. That man wasn't obligated to reciprocate any attraction or nothing just because you felt that way. So why?
I don't think.
How is he wrong?
I don't think he's saying that his mentor is wrong. I think he's just trying to figure out how to move forward.
You
after.
Right. He's saying, how do you give, like, because now he feels, you know, rejected, which he was. But it was like the most polite way I think a person could possibly be like, you know, there's no way that this is going to happen. I feel like he did it in a good way. It's just like mentally some people have a really hard time getting over that feeling. And he mentioned here that his friend was like, well, don't say nothing because you're going to sound crazy for like reading this deep into it. Like, don't approach him and be like,
there is no there is no answer to how to get over a situation like that. There is none. All you do is just tell yourself that you want to get over that every day in every decision you make. That's all you can do.
So if you put yourself out there in a sexual situation or a sexual sort of exchange and the other person just flat out rejected you and then told you why it would never work, how would you then react?
I would be disappointed because I wanted to fuck them, and so it wasn't going to happen. So I'd be disappointed for that, but I would be grateful that I had no unanswered questions. I could walk away dignified.
That's true.
There was no crushing blow to my self-esteem. Okay. Like I was, it was everything was what you could possibly ask for.
It and wasn't personal. It wasn't like you're too ugly. It was just
and roll on, hitch a ride on Jack and Jill and roll on out. That's what I would do.
I see it. Yeah, because it's
maybe
really
you
no
should
point.
Imagine yourself in like a scenario of how that could have happened like 100 times worse. Like if he would have said it to you,
oh
like,
my God,
on a jumbotron at the Knicks game or something
in front of your mama,
right? Or like at church.
Or if he would have been like, "You're just so horrifically ugly. Like I can't stand to look at your
face." The thought of being in a relationship with you makes me nauseous.
Like literally turns my stomach.
Like sometimes I hate you. Show up at work. Like, I just know I'm gonna have a
shit. That would be worse.
When I see you, I'm instantly filled with a sense of dread.
And the fact that you even thought it was okay to reveal that you were interested in me. Makes that you're an inbreed.
So anonymous, it could have been way worse. Keep your head up. Sure, it's embarrassing, but you'll get over
it. You gotta move on.
Yeah.
Period. Shit happens.
Right.
Rejection happens.
Fuck it. Just move on.
It's not the end of the world.
At least once.
It's not the end of the world.
Keep your dignity, man.
If this is your first major rejection thing, it's not the end of the world. Just be normal and move on.
Yeah. At least it didn't happen on Instagram.
So this next letter comes from Babushka. And it says,
Did you create this name?
Yes.
No, he did.
Obviously.
That's what Barbara Bush grandkids call her.
Want to start off saying how much I love you guys. Thank you so much. So here we go. This is a doozy. My best friend and her boyfriend have been dating for 5 years now. And she's been cheating on him for the past 3 years with at least 8 different guys.
Oh,
well,
okay.
For the ones I can actually keep count of.
Oh. Your best friend.
She's had a lot of close calls of getting caught, but somehow ends up covering her tracks. I've told her, I feel like by saying covering her tracks, you've like compared her to a dog. I've told her many times that I don't encourage this, but she still continues to cheat. Here's the dilemma. Her boyfriend called me the other night telling me that he might get her a ring for their anniversary coming up in a few months. My best friend and I have known each other for our whole lives, and I honestly can consider her boyfriend like a brother to me. I have no idea what to do. I don't want her boyfriend to get hurt or waste any money on an expensive ring since she's currently cheating on him with 3 different guys. Help.
Why is she so like extreme?
That's fucking extreme.
That's crazy.
Why is it triple the dicks? Like, girl, don't you feel like you could just cheat in moderation? Like, I just feel like 3 is a lot.
Or, you know, not.
It's inconsiderate. I mean, but if you just must cheat, I feel like 3 is a lot. Like, it hurts worse than 1. But anyway.
So here's the thing. Your best friend is, like, wretched.
Like,
as hell.
Like, she's like a horrible person.
I want to know why you haven't sat down with her and been like, so listen, like the way you're treating your boyfriend is just so fucked up. And I cannot continue to look him in the face and like have to, you know, basically lie to him about how terrible you are every time I see him.
Pause. I just want for the people at home to know how difficult it is to work with Dustin and Asante because they're always having a side laugh
like,
that no one knows what it's
and
about.
And so then I'm over here trying
to
stay focused.
What it's about.
And these fools are over here.
You're the two. Everybody has the friends. Yeah. Everyone.
That's just a laugh, and you just never know what is going on.
Yo. Why would y'all do this?
Yo, anyway, but
pretty hurts. Levels. This is propaganda.
Pretty hurts, man.
Is this one of those things where you go to your friend and you say, look, either you say something or I'm going to? Is that what you would do in this situation?
I would never do that to my friend. Because I would never say nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell me something today, and you know this, to the bitter end, I'm going to be like, that's what he said, it's a red shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. I would never tell you, like, yo, what you're doing is really, really wrong. And either you fess up or I'm telling the nigga. I would never do that
to you.
Right,
because you're going to have to do like, all
I just
that
would
fallout.
Never do that to my friend.
But she's
period.
Saying.
On GP.
She's saying that she considers, like, she has a very strong relationship with the both of them.
Right. That's so cool. What happens when you're friends with both of them and one of them is cheating on the other?
Well, that's great. Exactly.
I would just be like, first, I guess for me, it would have to be because she says that she's very close with both of them, but this is your best friend.
Right,
and boyfriend.
You wrote the letter about her.
Right. Yeah. So for me, it would just kind of be like, I need to not know how many dicks are entering you anymore. Leave right. me clean out of it. It's exactly. putting me in a position that's complicated for me because I'm seeing how this nigga is over here completely in love with you and wanting to buy you jewelry and be sweet to you. And it's like, in my mind, I'm thinking about like Tyrone and like Daquan and Pijo and all of them niggas that have been hitting in the back, you know, of your Buick or your Prius or whatever the fuck while mm-hmm. that nigga was at work. I can't do this anymore. That's so right. if you're going to put your vagina out on the street and let what like you do that, but don't let me keep it away. Keep it from both of us. Imagine you cheating on me too. Don't let me find out because I can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, but I just think of the perspective of the person who is getting cheated on, and I just don't want to be like, okay, see, Dustin, I can't deal with your ass tonight. Like, I'm really not finna sit up here and
it's not gonna work.
So, but no, here's my thing. That whole situation again is just a mess, and it's because they're not. No, it's because they're not talking to each other. Like, he should have did exactly what you said, or she, right? Mm-hmm. Should have done exactly what you said. Like, look, you know that's my homie. You know I would not tell your secrets, so you can't really tell me stuff. You know that he don't need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, be clear about that. And then if the guy was to ask you a specific question, mm-hmm. you're going to answer his question. You know what I'm saying? You don't just volunteer the information that this right. bitch is cheating. You know, it's loyalty on both sides.
Right.
And you just have to find that balance and be a real right. bitch. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
I've been put in that position before where a friend told me that he was cheating on another friend of mine. And I just told him, you either going to have to tell him or I'm going to tell him. I just did that. It. I just.
Which one were you closer to, though? The one that you would have been telling?
No, it wasn't. I felt like I knew the both of them equally. I didn't feel like I knew one of them better.
So
than
why
the
not
other.
Just stay out of it?
Because the main okay. reason is because the other person, the one who was getting cheated on, I knew how much he was in,
invested.
Like,
it,
right, I knew how deep he was in it. I knew that he felt a really strong way about this boy, and I knew his feelings was gonna be really hurt, especially because the boy was cheating with another friend of his. So it was like it was gonna be like twice the deception. And so I was just like, you know, this is some shit that
you defended him.
You done told me now. I didn't want to know, but you told me, and so now I'm telling you, like, out of my obligation to him as a friend, my loyalty to him as a friend, I feel like, as his friend, I cannot sit on this. I know that you cheating on my nigga. I'm not about to do that. Like, I'm not gonna just sit on that. I'm not gonna let my friend go out like that.
So
Babushka has options.
You feel like you could tell him the specifics of what you knew, or do you feel like you could have been like, listen, you need to talk to him. Y'all need to sit down and talk right now.
I feel like
that's all I'm gonna say.
Before he told me,
I just couldn't.
Before he told me, I would have been like, you need to understand that if it's something that crazy, like, I'm gonna tell him. But like you said, if it's something that just came out and now I happen to know, then, I mean, yeah, I don't mean that I'm going to go back to my friend and be like, I know all the details of who your man has been with at night. But I will say, you need to talk to your nigga about X, Y, and Z because I know some shit that you need to know, and leave it at that.
I really think that she really feels more allegiance to her best friend, though.
Yeah.
Like,
even,
like, I feel like at the end of the day, for me, if I was her, everybody would have had to know where I stand with them. Like, this is my bitch, my homegirl from since birth, and that's her fiance, husband, whatever. So me and him are cool. I know that you feel like, you know, that's like your brother. Mm-hmm. But girl, you have to deal with the fallout from all of this when it's said and done. So you really need to say to yourself, is this some shit that I really want to throw the grenade on? Or am I just going to mind my business? But also keep, because I'm assuming since this is your best friend, that you have said to her, hey, girl, you need to tell your husband about this. Like, you know, you don't need to be doing this shit. You need to tell me about this shit. And her best friend probably is still just telling her. So I think that, you know, she really needs to weigh out her options and get the fuck on. Because for me, if he just wants to buy the ring, he's going to buy the ring. But if that's all he's asking me, that's all I have the answers
for. They going to give him a receipt.
Hello?
He can get that shit back, you know?
I guess it's
about the wrong stuff.
It's not that hard of a decision if you weigh closer to one than the other.
Right.
Like, it's all, it's like,
because she's kind of contradicting herself a little bit. Like,
right. But I mean, this is your best friend and this other person. I mean, yeah, you cool, but is that your best fucking friend?
Right.
That's like, right.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that's another way to look at it. Anyway, good luck to you, because that doesn't sound particularly easy or fun.
So.
Let's move on. Our next question comes from Cruella.
Bitch.
So this is
I definitely
and it says
that.
You did?
Sure, but go for it.
It doesn't have a star on it.
All right.
It doesn't.
Okay.
No, I could do another one.
No, read the damn letter.
No, I don't want to now.
But we so, want to know now.
Bitch fight.
Well, it's too fucking bad. You'll just have to wait. Ooh. Our next question comes from Fred. And it says, hey, Kid Fury and Crystal. My question is mainly for Kid Fury. I heard him say he listens to K-pop on a few episodes, and I, too, am a K-pop fan.
Oh, my God.
I want to know, who are your favorite artists? Mine are 2NE1.
That one.
Awesome.
Big Bang, yep. And Girls' Generation.
Yep. Sure.
SNSD. Yep. K-pop is my little guilty pleasure, and I'm so ecstatic that someone shares this love of it with me. Thanks, guys.
Everyone that you just named, totally agree with you. And I found out that I'm paying for some K-pop channel on whatever.
YG Entertainment, shout out.
So.
You listen to it too, Asante?
Yeah, YG Entertainment. I'm trying to be on the roster. You know, if y'all need you, an American rapper, Senna can be in the building. Tokyo, fly me out.
But then...
you just blatant, like just obvious.
But, okay. So
is that it?
Yeah,
I don't know anything else. So Dustin, do you listen to K-pop? I don't know anything else about it. Okay. So you just come. All right, you know it's an audio
so
show.
The next letter is from Cruella, and this letter says, I know I heard Kid Fury say before how he thinks dogs are better than people, so I know you'll have a strong opinion on this. By the way, I don't know if I said that dogs are kind of better than people. Anyway, it says, my boyfriend's dog is messing up our relationship. I grew up in a house where there were no pets. For the longest, I was actually a little scared of dogs, both big and small, but I got over it. She moved into some place once someone had a dog, and whatever the fuck, dogs are okay in her life now. Last 2 years, I've been dating a guy that has a boxer. Don't get me wrong, I love his dog, but for the first year and a half, we were in a long-distance relationship. Since we were living in opposite side of the country, I never really saw the dog, but he just moved to the city, and now I'm around the dog a lot. There are certain things he allows his dog to do that I'm just now seeing for myself, and I cannot deal with it. My main concern is that he allows his dog in the kitchen.
Okay.
When the dog comes to my apartment, he knows better than to go into my kitchen. He's never been allowed in there, and he gets it because he's been trained not to. However, my boyfriend hasn't set up those same guidelines in his home, so the dog will stand right next to the stove while somebody is cooking. That is white people shit to me.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Yeah,
he's inches away from the food, and if he sneezes or shakes in the kitchen...
Gross.
Then there are like lots of capital letters with which to express her disgust.
Okay.
I told my boyfriend today that if he couldn't keep him out the kitchen while food is being prepared, don't cook for me. And he responded saying that the dog lives there and he can walk through the house freely.
Gross.
And if that's really how my boyfriend feels, then it's 2 years in the toilet. I can't live the rest of my life dealing with this damn dog. Am I being dramatic? What should I say to my boyfriend so that he understands and knows how serious I am?
Asante,
I am not trying to be the lady at the church potluck that people whisper not to eat my food.
That's who you gonna be if you keep fucking with that nigga.
Because that's nasty.
So,
like, and you know what? You just have to leave him.
Let me say this. No, I don't think she needs.
No,
to leave
she gotta. Leave. She got gotta go.
Let me say
gotta
this.
Gotta leave.
Okay, I'll say why you. I don't know if this is why you think that you she should leave him. But let me say this. I love dogs. I think the dogs are beautiful. I love all of them. I can't wait to get one. But dogs are still dogs. Yeah, I feel right. I still love dogs more than people, mm-hmm. but they're dogs. And I would still never have my dog in the kitchen. I don't give a fuck if I'm cooking or not. Right. That's just not a place that a dog needs to be. My dog doesn't need to be in my bathroom. My dog doesn't need to be in my bed. My dog might could hop on the couch on a good day. And that's a strong maybe. Because even then, when dogs get comfortable being on the couch, anybody could be in your house and then they want to come and sit up on the couch too, like they pay rent. And that's not happening. A dog's a dog. Right. Now, I love them, but that's nasty. You can't have your dog in the fucking kitchen while you're cooking food.
That's right.
And the next thing you know, there's fur and shit. Like, that's I don't care. All that shit about how dogs' mouths are cleaner than people, mm-hmm. so white people say that shit so they can kiss them in the mouth and shit. Mm-hmm. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. It's
absolutely,
nasty.
Absolutely.
Now, do I think you should leave your boyfriend? No, because A, you've said that when the dog is at your house, he knows not to go into the motherfucking mm-hmm. kitchen. I'm going to take that two ways. A, cook at your house. B, dogs are not stupid. They have brains. So that means that, like, if you in the kitchen, you can still train a dog to not be in the kitchen when your ass is in there. Which means, though, if you're cooking, the dog can be in the kitchen when your boyfriend's in the kitchen and still come around the corner and see you in the kitchen and be like, well, girl, I didn't mean to disturb you. I'm going to be out here. Right. So train the dog to not come in the kitchen when you cook and when your boyfriend's cooking, order on Seamless or Grubhub, do the best that you can. I don't think that's something worth leaving him for. But if you were going to say that that's, like, that kind of tells a lot of his business.
No.
Well, why were you saying
that? What I was going to say is, I just feel like, sorry, that sounded really bitchy. I just feel like the boyfriend, if he's not going to budge on that now, if they were to move in together, the dog is going to live where they move in together. And the girlfriend's been with him 2 years. If she's not feeling the dog like that to, you know, want to move that boundary to let the dog into the kitchen, which you are absolutely correct on, girl. then I don't see how they're going to be able to move forward. So
she says she loves the dog, but she can't deal with a lot of the shit that he's doing with
totally
him.
Fair.
So it's not like she hates the dog.
Right.
The problem that she has is a legit fucking problem. And I'm not even understanding why your boyfriend is not seeing how nasty that is.
But and that's some what I'm saying. Don't. Like, if the boyfriend is already at that point to where he treats the dog a certain type of way, when they are to move in together, I don't feel like, I mean, if, you know what, this is the advice to you, girl. If you can get the boyfriend to compromise if you were to take this to the next level, because you don't want to be wasting your time making rules saying, well, I'll just cook in my house and you just cook at yours, because then you still kissing this nigga that's probably eating dog hair and shit, like, I mean,
right? Because see what I thought you were going to say was like, if he's willing to have his dog be in the kitchen while he's cooking, then what the fuck else is he like all right with?
Right?
Because to me, like, that, no, seriously, like,
and which is also
come on a great slope,
it tells a lot about concern. You like, if you're not concerned that your dog is shaking and slobbering and sneezing and farting and shit in the kitchen while you're cooking, then what aren't you
I
like what
as
bothers
long as
you
he is willing to let her have the rules if they ever get to the point where they're moving in together, like, he's gonna have to compromise and if they are living together and she says, look, we're fucking training the dog in this new house. The dog's not coming in the fucking kitchen. Like, he's just gonna have to let her have that. But this is not really your problem, I think, until y'all live together. Till that point, like, I mean, I feel like the best you could do is just not eat at his nasty ass house.
But it's to her boyfriend.
That's what's
happening. But it's about 90% less nasty if you're not eating nothing that came out
of
the kitchen.
No, absolutely. But, like, it's to her boyfriend, so I see where she would want to feel comfortable going over to his house.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's why, for me, it's like, I feel like I would just be wasting my time if we're doing this. Because when we move in together, if you're, you don't want the dog in the bed, and I don't want the dog in my bed.
I feel like if they just talk about it, then they could be reasonable about it.
Right. If the kitchen is the only thing that really bugs you, then you should be able to compromise on that.
Right.
But if he's got that bitch like sharing a mattress with you and doing a whole bunch of shit that you can't get with, then maybe you should consider dating somebody.
Or if he's one of those ones who says that dogs are the same as people, and he considers that dog to be like his literal baby, and like it has a seat at the table, has like. The people who be like, my dog is like my niece or my nephew, that shit.
Like, Jiggy. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a little, girl, it's a little.
Lisa Vanderpump, but girl, no.
I do too. Lisa Vanderpump is one of my faves, but she be going the fuck out for that dog.
Putting them in clothes.
Oh my God, did you see Kenya Moore on The Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes, when she stole Vivica's phone.
When she stole that bitch's phone.
And she did it too.
She knows she did it.
Because you know
what? That bitch is crazy.
Because you know what? When it happened, when Vivica said she lost her phone, she was even smirking on the side.
Yeah, she was.
And then when
and how were you the only one who knew about the fucking menopause? She didn't know what she was talking
about. Right.
Vivica wanted to hit that bitch so bad. And you know what really pisses me off about Kenya the most? Is that she does nasty, evil, weird shit like
and then
that.
Wanna play.
And then she'll just be like, thank you so much, Mr. Trump.
Yep.
And Vivica, I wish you the absolute best in life. Bounce, bitch. Yep. Like,
okay, I'm going to tell you what took me to the floor on that episode, God. Right? Did you watch the entire episode?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So.
Oh, my God.
Please just go.
So, anyway. What got me was when the team was comprised of her,
Geraldo,
and
Vivica,
right? Uh-huh. And so Kenya Moore said that Vivica was basically going to be assisting her on the set that day. And so when she finished filming the scene, she just yelled out, "Coat!" Vivica Fox acted like she didn't hear it, so Geraldo was like, "Coat." Vivica had to come over.
They gave her such a hard time.
Yeah, she held that shit open.
They gave her such a hard time.
Like she was the maid. Like
I felt like legit bad for her, because for a second I thought that they were gonna fire. I thought she was gonna get fired. I thought Vivica was, and I was like, I cannot believe
it would have been hilarious, but.
Woo! Anyway, so I don't know how that happens. Let's do a letter and then we'll take a break.
Okay, so our next question comes from Denzel and it says, "Hi, Crystal and Kid Fury. My best friend who is straight makes me feel like we are dating. I'm 21 years old and we are both in school."
Wait.
This is common, all but right. Go on.
Yeah, that's her. Okay.
Yeah. "He calls me for advice and we go out to dinner and he pays for it most of the time and we've laid in the same bed together watching Netflix. But I know he's straight. Even though I know he's straight, I still get the feeling like we're dating, even though I know we aren't. I know it won't ever happen between us, but do you think that he's doing these things to lead me on, or do you think that it's possible that he doesn't have any idea of what he's doing? Thank you and I love the show."
Well, I'ma just say it. Cut all of your losses. Get out of there. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You need to leave that shit alone.
I don't even understand why y'all are hesitating right now.
Who, me? I didn't know who wanted to get it started. I just feel like when people do shit like that, like straight men do shit like that, you're playing with fire. And that's not your business to play with.
But why would a straight man call you for advice, take you out to dinner, and that's pay for it, lay up in the bed watching Netflix?
That's what I think he's trying to say,
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and then if this person is to make a move, it can go one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
It can either be like, oh, you can be his DL bunny or whatever the fuck, I guess. Or this shit might turn into some like a
trying not to get in this, but here's the thing.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, you're already attracted to the fact that there's some mystery about this guy.
Here we go.
The fact that you don't know if he's down to mess around with you or whatever. So obviously you would want to be involved in a sexual situation where he made the first move. Why are you asking questions about if you should make the first move or not? No. You don't even want to make the first move. It's hotter if he makes the first move on you. So just sit the fuck down. That's all you got to do.
I like Asante's.
Yeah.
Damn. Get out of there. It's not even like just frolic with someone that you know you can like than frolic with. Because I totally agree
with this nigga.
Like, I'm not saying don't hang out with him ever again, but don't even, like, if you're gonna hang out with him, just hang out with the nigga and just be friends. And if some shit happens, then some shit fucking happens. But don't even, like, don't even fucking think about that, because I feel like there are straight niggas that will just hang out with you and know you gay and be cool. And then there are some
straight,
with you. No. He ain't say that. Then there are some straight niggas that, you know, have a whole bunch of shit going on that's none of your goddamn business. And like Asante is saying, it could go one of two ways, and it's really not even worth toying with. So if you go hang out with a nigga, hang out with him and just, I don't know, watch ESPN
2. If he says he is straight, Snoop and Son, then let him be straight.
Yeah, you let him.
Until he tells you that he's not straight?
Until he tells you he's not.
Until he decides to say otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Until he even breaches the subject.
Then don't even address it.
Don't say nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Y'all sound... steer clear. All three of you sound like you have been here before.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back after we pay these bills.
Hey guys, don't forget that this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is a fantastic all-in-one platform that you can use to create your own website. We use it here at The Read on thisistheread.com. I absolutely love it. It's so simple to use. And we're not sure if you've heard about this, but Squarespace has partnered with the dude, Jeff Bridges, for their Super Bowl ad. He has created this website, dreamingwithjeff.com. It's a project created by Jeff Bridges with friends old and new in various locations in LA. It's an album of unique and relaxing sounds, and all proceeds from the Jeff Bridges sleeping tapes will go to No Kid Hungry. That's the charity that he's the face of. So head on over to squarespace.com and check out more about that project with Jeff Bridges and the all new Squarespace 7. It's their brand new version of Squarespace, and it comes with new templates and new interfaces. It has Getty Images support, and it's integrated with Google Apps. So you can keep everything together in one website and manage it all with Squarespace. You can start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. Make sure you use offer code READ, that's READ, to get 10% off your first purchase and show support for our show. Thank you, Squarespace, for your support of The Read. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, so we're back, we're still here. 100 episodes. Dustin and Asante are still getting on my goddamn nerves.
I'm really sorry too, because I promise you, it is not starting with me. So I'm sorry. I just want to apologize.
That's a lie. That is an absolute. That is a lie.
Could you? So who's next?
Y'all are like the two kids in the backseat of the car on the vacation, squabbing with each other, and always have to be told to sit the fuck down somewhere.
Wow, it's gotta be the trouble.
This one is from Sam. It says, "Hey guys, what's the craziest thing you've named someone in your phone?" Love you and the work you do. Keep it up. So I don't really have like names, but they're saying like, I guess anything crazy you've named someone on your phone. I don't usually do that, but I do have like a system. I just have like a contact that says trash with a little shit emoji.
Okay.
And any number I don't want to, like any number I ignore, I just save it under there.
Okay.
And then after maybe 6 months to a year, I clear it out. Because I know by then you're probably not calling me again.
Right. By that point, they've gotten hold of the hint and they're not going to contact you no more. I used to. Like, I think probably the craziest one was like stalker bitch DNA UAC, which was like do not answer under any circumstances. I used to, this was a long time ago, like when niggas really first started getting phones, I would put DNA next to the name of anybody that I was just like, I don't want to talk to you, and it was a mistake to give you my number, but now you have it anyway. At this point, I feel like
DNA is an odd choice.
Yeah, I mean, but it was not answer.
Yeah,
it was just,
I've done DNA contacts too.
It was like that at first. Now it's like, just, I really feel like only 30 people even have my number, so it's not something I really have to deal with anymore. But I used to. What about you, Tay?
Apparently I'm 12 years old, and a lot of my contacts are just emojis.
Yes, they are.
So... I mean, they're all pretty ridiculous, so I think that's my
which is very confusing. Like, I don't know how you keep track of that.
You know, a very good system for a multitude of things.
No, you know why? Because the emojis are all shady as fuck. All of them are like some little shady way for you to be kind of rude to your friends, but
mine
not
is
really.
Like that.
No.
Really.
You,
angry mask.
Yeah, you picked yours because it was Kid Fury, so it was a furious mask or some shit. I forgot.
And it's
why
like
we
the face I'm always making.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Oh, you know what? You got the face that I think he was going to get because he's the devil. That's why. Oh, my emojis are a little shady. Yeah, you're right. Now that I look back on that. Yeah,
they are. Dustin, you cannot be surprised that you was going to get the devil emoji. You cannot be shocked.
Anyway, I just won't even save your motherfucking number in the first place. So if you're, that's how I saw all but it doesn't have to be right
something
there.
Bad. Yeah, just any crazy content.
Any crazy thing. That's my thing. The worst thing that I can call you is just not even saving your number. So if you're of any value to me, your name is in my phone.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be something bad. Have you ever saved someone beside like something fun?
No, I don't have them kind of problems. You know, I got a closed door policy around here.
Not so. Problems. Listen.
No, I'm saying like, have you ever named someone like Big Butt or listening. Like Pretty
oh,
Eyes?
Yeah.
Like
oh,
anything.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
There we go. There like we go. Outrageous sexy. Stuff.
Yep. Uh huh.
Yes. I can.
So what is the
so like? What's the
craziest
thing? You ever save someone as?
I want to say it, but it's just, I don't think it's appropriate.
This is
that's all the more reason why you should.
A branding thing, you know, like I just.
Okay.
So yeah, text it to one of us and we'll say it out loud.
But it involves an act. It involves an act that takes place.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no. We
that
don't have to
take place.
We don't have to do this.
IMG
double O-D. It normally takes place with what?
With two of something.
IMG double O-D.
There were five.
So it normally takes place with two.
All right, so
wait a minute. No, it's like a riddle. I want to solve it.
Oh, girl.
Right? So it normally has two, but this time it had five.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, got it. Okay, and we can move on. I'm good. Never mind. So you saved.
So
okay.
Like that. Explicit things.
Okay, well.
That's all.
Have you ever thought
about, like, what if something happens to you and they have to go through your phone?
Something already happened to me. I back up my phone to iCloud. So something happened to everybody. We all at risk. Shit.
No, but
that's what I'm
not
saying.
Thinking
okay.
about
if something happens to me, I'm at
ready.
Risk of people knowing what's in my phone.
He don't even
we
know
at
why
that
he
same
ready.
Risk right now with our shit being backed up to iCloud. So I know that ain't no factor to me.
He don't even know why he ready. He just ready
for what?
just to go. Uh-huh.
Quit cutting me off.
So next question.
All right. So our next question comes from Vivian. And it says, my best friend of 10 years just came out publicly, even though I have known that she's liked girls forever. I'm proud of her, especially because she has a strong Christian Jamaican family, and this was very hard. She recently asked me and two other friends to go to Sweet Heat in Miami with her, and I accepted because I want to support her in this liberating time.
Shout out to DJ Dimples.
I told my boyfriend that I was going to Sweet Heat, and he is not happy. He seems to think that I have too many, quote, stud-ass friends, unquote. And that he might lose me to a girl in Miami. This trip is really causing a problem in our relationship, even though I don't get why. So my question is, should I just not go to Miami to make my man feel better? Or should I go and tell him to get over it so that I can support my friend? He really hates the idea of me going to Miami for Sweet Heat. So please help. I love you guys.
So here's the thing. If you are very clear in, you know, the idea that you are not trying to get strapped, I don't understand what the fuck his problem is. And if it's your friend's first time going to something like that, first of all, Sweet Heat is fucking blast. See you there.
Yeah, this is my first year going too.
I'm excited. But it's not that, I don't think it's even that kind of thing where it's not like, I don't know what gay, I mean, I don't know what straight people think, especially straight men, that like gay people or homosexual people. Bitch, I mean, goddamn, 100 motherfucking episodes. Can y'all pay some like shit? What are you
make
doing?
Sure you
because she's a fake
to.
Dyke. Because
sure
she's a fake
who you
dyke.
To. Who you talking to? Tell them so that because you know they're always in my
I'm the
problem.
Not Dustin.
I was listening to you, but Asante was trolling me. You know how the fuck he does.
So the common goddamn denominator here is Asante.
You see?
See, so why you just so ready to roll out on this idea. Dustin, that's the one time that he wasn't in it. And you see how he used you? Continue.
Anyway, so if your friend is going to Sweet Heat for the first time, no, what I was trying to, what I was saying was that I can't deal with straight people thinking that homosexual people are just out here like fucking wolves and just like prowling the streets trying to convert
Right. Because
you're
your just man's going homophobia to go. Is really the problem here.
Straight women are at Sweet Heat all the time and they have a great ass motherfucking time and everything. You know, it's just fun. No one's, you know, out there checking for me. I'm
It's just a party. It's a good time. And hell, if he's that goddamn concerned about it, tell him to raise some fucking funds and take his black ass down to Miami. The more the fucking merrier. Shout out to DJ Dimples again. Take your ass down to Miami if you fucking want to and support your friend. That's what I think. Because your man needs to get over it. If you know you're not gay, then what the fuck? Why you can't? I mean, shit. Right. Is he trying to go down there for Memorial Day weekend? Shit, then that nigga can't go nowhere neither.
It's something that one of them is not telling us. Mm-hmm. The girl that wrote the letter, either she's not telling us that her and him have had threesomes before with another woman, and so he feels that she has an inclination to be attracted to other women, he's not telling her that his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife or whatever left him for a woman, so now he has this fear of lesbians taking his bitch.
Or he could something's just going on with the two friends.
He could be an asshole.
Yeah,
or something's going on with the two friends.
Or something's going on with the friends.
Fucking gang.
Or he could be a controlling asshole.
Yeah, but I just think it's something we don't know. One of those maybe, four scenarios.
Maybe that's possible too. But
in
I feel
no
like,
motherfucking way, nobody's just gonna trip like that. Like it's something.
It just seems to me like the sort of thing that I'm not even gonna argue with a nigga about. Like that's my best friend. She just came out. Like of course I'm gonna go support her. I don't even know if you worried about the possibility of me cheating you on you. It shouldn't matter if it's a lesbian event or not. If you don't trust me, then why the fuck are we together? Like the fact that it's a lesbian party is all the more reason why he shouldn't be worried.
Exactly.
I would think he would be more stressed out if you bitches was going to All Star or some shit. Like
right.
That's something valid to be like, oh fuck, like
stay in hell,
might lose my bitch. But going down to Sweet Heat, your girl is not gonna fuck another girl unless she wants to. And if she wants to be with you, then you gonna have to like. But if she wants to be with you and you want to be with her, then y'all just gonna have to trust each other.
Bro?
He clearly don't trust you, and that's the issue here. Like, because the fact that it's a lesbian event should be all the more reason for him to be cool with you going. So,
and is it a lesbian event or is it just fun? Or is it both?
Oh, maybe it is both. I'm excited to
all
go
I
this
know
year.
Is last year, oh, I was at King of Diamonds with all of those lezzies and Uncle Luke, and I had the best fucking wings, and I showered those strippers with fucking hundreds. Well, no, I didn't. But, you know, I did the best that I could off in there, and I had the great.
Maybe 100 in ones.
100 or so in ones. Maybe 150 in ones, but I was like, bills.
Right.
So... No, but it's
that's
just
significant.
Fun.
Yes, it is.
Just go. If anything, go to experience it. You'll be like, if after fuck Sweet Heat, if that nigga leave you, you won't even give a fuck. You had too much goddamn fun.
I'm going this year, so.
Okay, so this letter comes from Bobby V. It says, hey guys, one of my very best friends, Mark, has been dating this guy since September. They spend a lot of time together, which is normal for new relationships, and often invite me to things. I've expressed that I don't enjoy being a third wheel, and I am currently not dating anyone, so I tend to not go to things when it will be just the three of us. I don't have a problem with his boyfriends, but I also don't want to be his friend for obvious reasons. Since so, if your boyfriend is cheating with eight motherfuckers
right.
and they want to buy a ring, you
Hello.
Ain't got to say nothing.
Since
Hello. Mark has been dating this guy, he and I haven't spent much time together, and I miss my friend. However, when I do make plans for the two of us to hang out, he always brings his boyfriend and never tells me that he's going to do so. This past Sunday, I had a gathering for the Super Bowl. Mark knows these people, and we all used to hang out before he started dating. I invited Mark, but told him that no one else was bringing their boo, so he shouldn't either. He decided that he would rather not come than leave his man at home.
Oh my God, it's one of those.
Is it reasonable for me to be upset or annoyed with Mark for completely disregarding our friendship now that he's dating? Or should I just accept that this is how he is in relationships, hang out with other friends, and cuss his ass out once the relationship is over and he wants to hang out again? I love you guys. Hope to see you when you come back to D.C. I think that's what it says.
Answered your own question. That last combo, that was it right there.
Except that's how he is in relationships.
One.
Hang out with other friends.
Two.
And cuss him out once the relationship is over.
That's 3, 4, 5, and 6 right there.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like
that's
pretty, yeah.
Well, all right. Amen.
No, that can't be it.
Crystal, I feel like you had feelings.
I do feel a way, but I do think at the end of the day that is the best advice. Like, it's no point in chasing after him trying to get him to continue to be a friend and all that. And plus, them people who get in relationships and then completely throw all their friends to the side, they are the most desperate motherfuckers of all time, and they'll do anything to have a man. Like, they prioritize having a man over a life, really. Like, it's like nothing matters more than they man, and that shit is annoying to be around. If you cannot come to a function with your friends without bringing your boyfriend, like, you literally physically cannot. Like, you would rather just not go nowhere if you can't have your man with you. I just feel like that's an unhealthy attachment. But like, you should be able to do things independent of this person. I don't even want to be with somebody who does not understand that I need to spend a significant amount of time by my fucking self. I just do. I need to spend time every day not talking to or looking at nobody else. This is how I function. But like, if you feel like you can't do shit without having your man with you, your ass is annoying anyway. So yeah, go on and keep your ass laid up with your man. And when y'all break up, don't come around here calling me all hours of the day and night when your ass was ghost for the past 6 to 9 months while you was laid up under with that nigga somewhere. Nah, don't do that. They always learn. They always do.
So just figure out what the timestamp is, and then when he is out of the relationship, you can just play what Crystal just said. Because I'm sure that's probably how you feel.
But yeah. Then type of people you can't trust to be around when shit really goes down or gets bad. Like, that's just, it's a fucked up way to, I feel like the last time I did that shit was like high school. Like, that's not something you should be dealing with as an adult. Friends, like, just dropping out of nowhere to go be with a nigga. Because that's just ridiculous.
I think I would be too afraid that we would, like, end the relationship too fast if we were always together every single day and could never not hang out.
I would get sick of you real fast.
That's what I would feel like would happen.
Absolutely.
That's why you need to just stay single so that you can have them three-day spurts where you meet somebody or you have somebody that, like, y'all hook up and y'all be at each other's house 3 days in a row or whatever, and then you go home and you talk to them a couple weeks later. That's why you have them, so that you can have them clingy moments without being like a clingy person.
Or no.
This? Y'all hear this? This is how Dustin operates.
Or you could just give each other space.
Right.
Yeah,
or
you
could
go
just
through all that. You can have space when you want it and tight when you don't.
So next question.
So this next question is fairly lighthearted. It comes from Christian. It says, hey, I'm Cole. So never mind. Comes from Cole. And says, I respect you both. Love the show. And I wanted to know, please pick the better manager between Kris Jenner and Matthew Knowles. I really can't comment. I don't know in depth anything more than you guys know about their stories. But listening to the show, I know y'all think Beyonce is like the light of God's grace, even though you think Kris Jenner is an excellent manager. So in my mind, which one is the best? Thanks,
in
Cole.
In my mind,
well, that's what it says. So, in your mind, which is the best?
Did you pick this question?
No, I didn't. I just literally just went in the inbox and found it and read it out loud. Mm-hmm. So this person, you know. But anyway, mm-hmm. Kris Jenner or Matthew Knowles? Who's the best?
All right, Dustin. Kris Jenner.
Okay. Keep fearing.
And I only say that because Beyonce is just talented. And Beyonce, not to say that Matthew Knowles didn't, you know, make her bust her ass and help, you know, get her to a superstar level. Mm-hmm. But she knows what to do. She manages herself now. Beyonce can be a, you know, maintain her success without, you know, her father managing her. Mm-hmm. And she was already talented. So that helps as well. I say Kris Jenner is probably the better manager because she literally took shit and made it into an empire. Like, you know Absolutely. What I'm saying?
Right.
It's like
Garbage.
Matthew Knowles had something to work with.
Right.
Kris Jenner did not.
Right.
And look at what happened. So I think that Kris Jenner could take like a bag of dead bats and turn that into like stardom.
Absolutely.
So
I'm going to have to agree.
Hats off to that wench.
I'm going to agree with you on that. I mean, it really does speak volumes when you can say Matthew's always been a great manager and Beyonce's always was going to be Beyonce.
Right.
But there was this girl that came out of nowhere and then this bitch has sisters and now her dad's going to be a transgendered or what. Like what? Where did you come from?
Like, and why
they
are you here?
They have to keep mess up in order to keep their names in the headlines, whereas Beyonce is just natural.
Did you see her ass again?
I've seen every part of Kim Kardashian.
I saw it, where it looked like they bleached their eyebrows.
Why are you? First, I thought it was Lady Gaga, but then I was like, "Well, no."
Oh no! Another nude shot came out from some magazine spread. It's
right,
yeah. Love Magazine.
Yes.
Oh, that's the Prada ad. Okay, I thought it was something else.
Like, why? Why do you? Why? I don't.
We've seen her vagina so many times.
Because you don't have to anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have to anymore. You got what you wanted. You're married to, and you have a baby with like the world's biggest fucking rock star or whatever. Everybody knows who the fuck you are. All your fucking family members are rich. Your money makes money. Why do you still have to? Like, why? For what? It's not like you don't, like, you can't look great in a gown, but you know that this is what you have to do to keep up, you know, the scandal and the talk and the discussion and everybody. Like, they just represent everything that's fucking wrong with this country. I could name every ism and somehow attribute it to the Kardashian.
Yeah.
I swear, and I mean it. But God bless him.
Right.
I still feel like Kris Jenner is a better manager than Matthew, though. But that's only because Matthew had like platinum.
There's two ways I can look at this, right?
Okay.
Like we could pick Matthew Knowles because even though he fucked up, his being underneath his tutelage is why Beyonce is the way that she is now.
Right.
He taught her what she knows so that she is now capable of managing, and not just herself, but an artist of the magnitude that she is.
Right.
Like that job that she took on, that is literally no joke. Like everything's in her hands,
mm-hmm.
and she's the biggest fucking star in the world.
Right.
And she can do that because Matthew taught her. So is he better because of that, or is Kris Jenner better because, number one, she hasn't dropped the ball yet? Matthew dropped the ball and fucked up. Kris ain't dropping shit. And number two, not only did she make one superstar, she made literally several.
Several.
You're talking about fame, stardom, like.
Mm. And from nothing.
From nothing. Yep. So she was so out cold with it that her kids that's not even Kardashians are now Kardashians, and they the shit too.
Yep.
But the thing that Matthew did far surpasses the things that Kris Jenner did, like all put together and then multiplied by 500. Like, that still, that one Matthew Knowles product is way better than anything Kris Jenner could ever possibly have.
Yes,
to
but
get
my
to.
Thing is, like, if you, it's like he had a head start, is what I'm saying in my mind.
Yeah. Because no, I agree with you.
Right. So you, like, you, because whether you want to acknowledge it or not, like, managing one Kardashian is probably a hell of a lot of work, but at its core, you're not managing someone who does anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So for you to have taken all of these heifers who do nothing, and you know, and you've turned them into like the symbol of beauty, or like the picture of like American
right.
beauty,
yeah.
to the point where all of these other like lazy ass heifers out here in America who want to just basically marry rich or get pregnant by a athlete or whatever, they all want to look like Kim Kardashian.
Right.
They all want to wear what she wears. They all want to have her fucking makeup and her blow dryers or whatever. They want to buy her fucking book of selfies so they know what kind of selfies to look. They want to look like her, and she paid to look like what she looks like now too. So
yeah.
it's not like she was just born this figure, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I have to give it to her simply
right.
because you knew how to manipulate like American ignorance
mm-hmm.
to the point where you created a global superstar.
Right.
She created another definition of celebrity. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like she straight up did.
It's literally a blueprint for bitches that don't want to work.
Yep.
So like,
and
she even
has another generation, like, you know, the younger ones.
Shit, motherfucking mm-hmm. like, North. Shit.
North. When North
Shit.
Came along, oh, you know, Kris Jenner
Northwest,
was like,
that's a whole nother. I'm telling you, it's not gonna stop.
Oh,
it's not.
So,
not until
like,
it won't stop until
not.
They want it to.
You know what?
And Kylie just getting started. Kylie is the one that's gonna be the bad girl and kind of take the empire like down.
I hope it doesn't happen. But the only thing that could really stop them, right about now, is if like Kris and Kanye got into it. But even then, like, I'm sure
because I'm 100% sure Kim Kardashian will turn against her mama for Kanye.
Oh, for
1,000%.
Oh, for sure.
Without even blinking.
This is how we had that
Kris Jenner.
This is how we had that whole conversation. Remember when we were in?
Yes.
I think we were in Toronto.
Yeah, I think we were in Toronto.
And we were talking about how Beyonce needs to come and get Blue. I mean, come and get North.
Yes. So that
and it was like, and it could happen
people.
Because,
yeah.
well,
not regular,
not
but
so much anymore
same.
Because Jay-Z and Kanye don't seem to be.
Well,
but either way,
right?
Yeah, like Kim is not
trying to sacrifice that fucking relationship at all. And it's the biggest and greatest thing that she's ever... Marrying and having a baby by Kanye West is literally the greatest thing she's ever done in her career.
It's her number one achievement.
And it's something anyone could have done.
Like, I have reached number one, Kanye West.
Right.
What are you bitches doing? Like, she had a sex tape with Ray J, and she still got Kanye West.
And I feel like Kanye's baby didn't deserve this. Like, the child of Kanye West should have been able to survive off of the strength of being the child of Kanye West.
I think it's perfect. North is going to grow up and be so strong, like, because of this. Like, and I feel like she's...
I feel like they're going to break her down. Like, I feel like now you can kind of see her spirit in her eyes where she's, like, constantly seems to be screaming for help internally.
Okay.
I just feel like... No, what that baby be... That baby... No, what have you not seen?
That baby always...
She always is looking like, somebody come get me.
I don't think that she's unhappy at home.
I see irritation, but I don't see God help me screaming from her soul.
I see desperation. God damn.
I don't think that she's unhappy. I think that she's, like... I think that she'd be over it. No, I think that she'd be over it. Like, I think that she's still, like, getting used to, maybe not getting used to, but I think that she's probably a baby that just does not care for the cameras and shit like that. Hell, look at her damn daddy. It's like, even at 2 years old, she could be fucking over cameras and stuff like that. I think that's what it is. I don't think that she has, like she hates her mama. And I love making those jokes because they're funny to me. But I was just happy that she finally hung out with her black family, because I think that's going to matter.
Oh, yeah, that picture from
like, Sunday. I think that she needs to be around people that have some kind of, like, sense and, like, have a home-cooked meal with, seasoning.
Basically, I don't want North to grow up a Kardashian. Like...
But I think she deserves more than that.
I feel like they're going to break her down. I feel like she's going to be a mini Kim. I really do.
I don't think
she seems to have her daddy's personality, though.
You don't?
I don't think Kanye's going to let that happen.
I used to think there was a lot of shit Kanye wouldn't do, right? But Kanye is the only person who seems to think that Kim is like the 100% best wife in the world, and like,
and
just
she's
could not
super
do
talented.
So why would he? So if he decided that he didn't want North to be a Kardashian, he hates cameras and shit. Like, you know, I think he would have
this
a big
is the thing.
Say in
Kanye West. They're both attention whores, and that's
true,
why
absolutely.
They're good for each other. But Kanye just doesn't like the attention. He doesn't like getting attention the way that Kim likes getting attention.
Exactly.
Kim's form of attention is all of that glitz and glamour and shit. Kanye's form of attention is throwing a tantrum, or, you know, expressing himself in a really creative way.
Exactly.
Or, you know, being angry about
some
shit.
Right.
But he's not here for this, you know, snap, snap, snap. So if that's what, like, maybe he's not trying to have her do whatever, but he thinks that his wife
already,
is fucking flawless.
The nigga already said that.
And
the
he
baby
wants all of us to
show.
Love her.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He already said she couldn't be on the show. So I think that North is going to grow up and be just fine. I think that she's going to be a person who's well aware of where she comes from, though. She's going to know that she is a fucking Kardashian, but I don't think that she's going to be offensive with her Kardashian-ness.
I think she's going
to
be strong.
A lot of people feel that the current Kardashians are. I happen to be a person who's not really offended by the Kardashians. Like, I get the saturation component, you know, that a lot of people feel is there, but it doesn't make me angry like it does some other people, like when they talk about them. But I don't think that North is going to be like that. I think that she's going to know that she's filthy fucking rich, and that her mother was fucking Kim Kardashian, which, whether we like her or not, she's an icon in like beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think she's going
like
to,
she is. So she's, that's that girl's mama. You know what I'm saying? She's going to know that that's who her mother is, but she's not going to identify with the shitty parts that obviously turn everybody off.
When I say that she knows, and I've always said like she knows, that's what I mean. I think that she's going to grow up and she's going to have a personality like her dad, and she's not going to be about all of that. Like, I think she's going to love her family, and all. She's going to give you like Kendall.
I think it'll
she's
take
gonna
it
go off and do
God.
Her thing and be like, "I love my family, but ooh, girl, I'm."
But
over
I'm
here.
Also Kendall Jenner,
right? Like, I think that's what North is gonna do.
I have no idea. We'll see. It just looks. It seems bleak to me that there's any chance this child won't be self-absorbed.
Let's do one more letter and then let's take a break.
I don't even know how we got into all that, because the original question was who is the better manager, and I think we all agreed it was Chris.
So, this is all right. So this next letter actually comes from Kimmy K. And I named them that long before this, by the way.
Conspiracy.
Anyway, it says, okay, so I was too embarrassed to ask this last week at the live show in Houston. Don't go in on me too bad. Here it goes. By the way, I read this already. It's a little long, but she's like the worst person in the world.
Okay.
Okay. I've been having a 3-year affair with my married friend. He used to date my cousin, and that's how I met him, and we formed a good friendship.
So right, already like, you've been right. a piece of shit.
Shit. No. It just started.
It gets so much
worse.
She was
creeping with her cousin's nigga. Why she ain't say that?
Like, so I met him. Bitch. The cousin isn't even like the story. Okay, so let me finish.
Okay.
We lost contact about 3 years ago. She also is not very good at... I'm just going to read it. We lost contact, and about 3 years ago, we got back in touch and immediately started flirting, sexting, and lusting after each other, but nothing sexual. He had a girlfriend. Let's rewind. Uh-oh. Flirting, sexting, and lusting after each other, but nothing sexual.
Okay. Right. Except... All right.
Except for they bought a house and moved away with his new job. And I was a listening ear. And sometimes... Wait, what?
Mm-mm. So she was still talking to the nigga.
She was still talking to him after he had a girlfriend. They bought a house and moved away. She was a listening ear. And sometimes she would sex him to make him feel better. I guess when...
He felt bad in his new house with his new job and his
relationship.
This is great. Girl. All right.
He would say that he wanted to leave her, and I would convince him that she was a good girl and that I wasn't ready for a relationship. We found out she was pregnant, and I convinced him that he had to propose because she had given up so much to be with him. I even helped pick out the ring. When I finally saw everything play out on Instagram and people saying congratulations, I realized that I loved him.
Okay, girl. All right. All right. All right.
Fast forward a year and a half. They moved back to my city and we started spending more time together, and she found out. Gave him an ultimatum, but that didn't stop us.
Okay, so y'all just have a death wish.
About a month before the wedding, we started having sex because it was so much sexual chemistry, and the plan was to stop fucking the day before the wedding because that was going to make a significant difference.
I have nothing to say.
A year later, and we're still hunching.
Okay.
She used the word hunching. And I can't stop. He recently told me that she began asking about me again, and he convinced her that I was in the past. I believe that she knows. No shit. He recently told me that he wants to divorce her, get joint custody, and be with me. I mean, he had it all planned and figured out, but I don't want to be in a relationship with him. This is fun, and I do believe the saying, you lose them how you get them, and I wouldn't trust him in a relationship, but I'm afraid if I tell him the truth that he is going to stop slinging dick my way.
Wow, you are just... Wow.
I'm addicted. So my question is, should I just try a relationship because I do love him, or take the chance of him stop fucking me? Oh, and if we get into a relationship, it's 100% that my cousin will stop talking to me, and we're pretty close. She doesn't know about the affair, and it's clear from our convo that she still thinks about him.
Wow.
She's trash.
So, girl, trash.
So
there's no way around
this. First of all, you ain't shit. You ain't never been shit. You a nasty, low down, horrible person, and no wonder your ass talking about you was embarrassed to ask this question last week live. Hell yeah,
because by the way, I should say that right after she sent this email, she sent another one that said, I would like to remain anonymous.
I bet you do.
I bet you do.
You are the reason.
I hope they all find out. Whoop your ass together.
For other people. Like, you don't even really want to be with the nigga. You just want to keep fucking him. And you didn't want to fuck him. You didn't even decide that you liked him enough to want to fuck him until he decided to go and marry his, at that time, pregnant fiancé. What the fuck? Not to mention, you only met the nigga because he was dating your cousin. You nasty bitch.
Right. Like, you was trash in both situations here. Like, you started out being a trash ass bitch and you decided to get worse with time. Like, I just don't even understand how you could do your cousin like that and then keep on with all this shit. Right. The bitch. Faith.
You fucked the family. You're the family, bitch.
I just don't even understand how you did that to your cousin and then you doing this again while this man is married.
No, but you horrible.
Your problem is that you are so much of a bird that you can't see past dick enough to look at good common sense.
It is literally the deciding factor.
Like, you are being so much of a fucking bird right now that you are fucking this married man that you have been fucking since he was, I mean, like, all throughout his courtship with this woman. This has not stopped. You have continuously fucked this man, and even now that he's married, you still gladly, gleefully lay down with this man because you love dick so much, but you would not even be willing to be in a relationship with him.
You don't even sound like you're like, you don't even sound,
you sound like your priorities are all fucked up. Right.
You don't sound like you feel bad about fucking this woman's husband, right, like the father of her child.
Your concern here is that you might
and your
lose
cousin's
your number one dick dealer.
Lord.
I don't even have no advice for you, you know, besides what? Like, chew on a bar of Dove.
I'm going to be really Christian about this, but before I am, let me just say I really did initially want to curse you the fuck out, and I do feel like you have some shit coming your way, and whatever happens, like, you probably deserve it. But I am sorry for whatever happened to you when you were younger to make you think that it's okay to do what you're doing. Like, this is not right. You should know it's not right. Dick is literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
For you and to it's fuck not over even hard your family, to get some.
For you to fuck over your family for some dick.
It's not.
For you to fuck up someone's marriage, someone's unity. For you to not even... And it's not even that serious to you. I mean, right. I want you to do better, but, I mean, some shit's coming your way.
You don't even want to be with him, which is the only smart thing that you put in the entire fucking world.
And that's probably a lie. We can't believe
that
nothing
probably
you
is
say.
A lie.
We can't believe nothing
she probably
say.
Loves this nigga or some shit.
She said that she loved him, but she didn't realize it until everybody was congratulating
him. Well, you know what?
His...
Yeah, let him divorce his wife and come be with you. And then you let us know in a year and a half how that turned out.
You let us know whether
the dick was worth it, girl. You talking about ruin? You already been fucking this married man. You talking about literally having this man end his marriage behind you not being able to leave some dick alone. Like, how is this your fucking life, girl? You need to get a hold
of yourself.
I just
hope that you don't ever want to be in a relationship, because you're going to be in a relationship with a nigga that's going to, like, fuck your, like, sister or, like...
And
like,
I hope they tape it.
You got, like, some terrible karma coming
to, like,
your way, girl.
Ruin you. Because I don't even understand how, like, this is just, like... I wouldn't tell any... It literally would have gone to a
grave.
They
need to stone your ass.
All right. Not like that.
Okay. Maybe not stone.
Okay, so let's take a break.
All right, we'll come back.
Hey, y'all. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And for those of you who are chos, you're probably in a situation where your bae is asking or saying that they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. So listen, it's a trap. Don't believe it. They want something, and they want something nice. Covered in chocolate or sprinkles, anything that's going to make them gain weight and just feel great. So go to Sherry's Berries and get you some chocolate covered strawberries. They're sexy, they're romantic, and they're delicious as hell. Giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Over 40% savings. So go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in our code, The Read. And for listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you have to use the code The Read. They've got white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, chocolate chips, swizzles, nuts, all kinds of things.
Yum.
Nuts.
So head over to berries.com and use code The Read. That's starting at just $19.99. It's over 40% savings. So thanks so much, Sherry's Berries, for coming through and saving Valentine's Day. Y'all hit them up and use that promo code The Read. And now let's get back to the show.
Nuts. All right. So we're back. 100 reads or 100th. Yeah.
Yes, it's our 100th episode, and so we are doing a mailbag this show. Is it my turn? I feel like it's my turn.
Yeah, we just did the horrible lady. That was mine. So
She
sucked.
I mean, I'm not about to argue with you about it. So our next question, I don't know if I should do this one. It's very...
X-rated?
Well, it just feels like it's going to be like maybe a lot. So let me pick this other one.
That sounds like a good one. Ooh. Wait, is it the one about is it the one about oral?
Whoa, no.
Okay, because that one's mine.
Okay, so I'll just read it. This says, my name is Dimitri. I'm 21 and I've been with my boyfriend / fiance for 4 years now. With all the hysteria of planning our wedding and meeting family members, it has taken a toll on our relationship, and we can't seem to spend 20 minutes around each other without it turning into a heated argument. The last argument we had took a turn for the worse, and this white son of a gun took God out of his thoughts and decided that he no longer valued his life and called me a nigga. Being the natural born Trinidadian that I am, I swiftly unsheathed my cutlass on that ass.
I know, that's right.
And sent his ass packing. He has apologized, and I put the wedding on hold. Family members are starting to intervene and are pushing me to forgive him. Should I walk away from this? Mm-mm. I'm asking because you two seem to be very level headed compared to other people. Well, what do you do if your white boyfriend or boo, whomever, slips up in an argument and calls you a nigga?
Draw blood. Beat his ass.
Blood.
Just beat his instantly. Ass. Yeah. Beat his ass on the spot.
Off GP. Right.
Have you ever dated, had like a boyfriend of another race to call you out your name?
Not
or
a
call
white
you a
one.
Nigga? No.
Absolutely not.
I feel like that's some shit I would just snap.
Oh my gosh.
Like I might, I don't know. I feel like I might black out.
It would be like a Kill Bill. You know, like when she saw red and it was like,
yeah.
Right.
It would be one of those things. Dun dun. Decapitation.
Yeah. And you know why? I'm actually so used to being called a nigga that it doesn't really do anything to me when random white people do it. But you're a white person that I trusted.
Somebody
like
about
I
to
let
marry.
You into my right. home. Right. I let you into my bed. I shared my life with this white person. And you called me a nigga knowing full well the pain and the history behind that word and knowing how it affects me. Like
at two brute.
I don't even know if I could forgive that shit to be completely honest with you. I don't. Yeah. I really don't think I could.
That's gonna fuck me up.
And I feel like some people are gonna call that petty.
Fuck that shit. That's, ain't no reason nobody I'd have left should call him. You a motherfucking nigga. Like,
right.
Flat out, ain't no appropriate circumstances nope. for a white person to call me a nigga.
No.
Period.
Like no.
So that the fact that that
that's
happened.
That's really it though.
The fact that that happened.
And if
you
been
ain't
together?
Got no questions. Like it happened. So it's
much less
over.
Somebody you've been with for 4 years.
That's
and
what I'm
I hope
saying.
You told your family that what happened. Shit, so they'll be looking at you thinking you crazy. Like
right.
this motherfucker called me a nigga when we got into it.
Okay.
Right, because I feel like that would be all I would have to say for my family That's to be it. Like, why well, I told
even,
you about them white boys in the first place.
I'm almost like 100% sure I would have made something up for my family as to why we are no longer together.
So he could live.
So he could live.
So he could live. Yeah, that's legit. Mm.
Because I probably wouldn't kill. I would definitely leave because after I could never look at you the same
at all.
Ever
at all
ever. It would
like,
be
like I just don't feel like I would ever
impossible.
Really get over that. Like
never.
I would never trust
I would
you
not.
Again.
Never.
I would not.
Every time we argued, I would think about every day that I saw
every,
your face. I would think about how you twisted your lips to call me a nigga. I would
never
not
get
be
over
able
it.
To know. I'm
what
sorry.
What
you're
supposed to do when Selma came out?
Right, like. What you're supposed to do when anything happens? Like, you're supposed to trust this person with race-related issues?
Y'all can't watch How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay. All right, Dustin.
The white man died in there. I wouldn't even be able to, like, I couldn't. No. I would feel ashamed of myself to stay with you. Like,
right.
Nah, I couldn't do it. I definitely wouldn't tell my family because they would cast
you. You might be better off if I just tell them that you cheated on me. Honestly.
Right, honestly.
You might, like, really, for, like, your fucking physical well-being, you might be better off if I lie to my people.
And what the fuck was y'all arguing about? That you that
whatever
I
was
know.
It wasn't
like
that
I want to know like what did it take to trigger him, you know what I'm saying, to nigga you
right.
Like I wonder what it was.
She must have sliced his Achilles tendon or something.
So I don't think any of us have advice for you as far as repairing your relationship, because I'm pretty sure all of us would have caught a case behind that shit. So
hey, if you need the advice, the problem is you, because you should already know what to do off rip.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go ahead and say that you need to leave this motherfucker. But good luck to you with whatever you choose. Kid Fury, what's next?
So this one is like really, really sexually graphic. So, yeah, I know that there are some kids that listen to this show. Hopefully your parents know that you are listening to this show. I would like for you to know that that's none of my business because I'm grown. Everyone
listen,
else in here is grown.
We put the explicit label on the show. If you let your kids listen to it, that's not our fault.
So this says, hey, Kid Fury and Crystal, I don't know what to name this person. I'm just going to call you Trina.
All right.
I've been talking to this guy in LA for the past 3 months, and I'm from Terabithia. I mean, she put it in here, but I don't want to.
Right. Okay, yeah. Right.
Well, is it far?
He originally, it's far from LA.
Okay.
He originally went to school out here, which is how we met, but I had planned on moving there soon anyway. The first time I went out to go visit him, he flew me out and we stayed in a hotel so he wouldn't feel bad fucking in his mama's house. Mm. FYI, he's not a deadbeat. He's paying off his MBA loans before he gets his own place.
Smart.
When we had sex for the first time, it was okay. Until he asked for head. And mind you, this is something that I completely love, but don't dish out to just anyone. I know that's right. But hey, you wined me, dined me, and took me on a helicopter plane ride across the Southern California sunset before meeting your mom. So hey, maybe I owe you this one.
Man.
She was like, oh, you just, you know, you were so romantic. And we just, you know, so, flew over and watched the sunset.
I mean, it's just a little hit.
You know, I guess.
Sure.
So that's
the problem came when he proceeded to fuck me and came without laying a tongue on my vagina. Pause.
Oh, shit.
When I talked to him about how I like head too, he said he just doesn't do it often. And I hit him with a Kevin Hart, nigga, me neither. So he agreed to get out of his comfort zone. The more we had sex, the more selfish I felt him being as he spent seconds eating me out without waiting for me to be pleased first. Now he wants to fly me out for Valentine's Day, and he told me he wanted...
Gonna say it.
He told me he wanted to come in my mouth.
Okay. Mm.
I don't even want to fathom the thought of him shoving his dick down my throat. To me, this seems selfish on his part. I can be your superhead, but it's a turnoff for you. Not to desire to pleasure me first? Am I just being too demanding, or is this nigga tripping? I'm losing fucks about this situation and feel myself leaning towards asexualism. Mm. So what should Trina do?
What's up, Asante?
Well, you should not have named her Trina because she is not the baddest bitch.
Well, I just felt like Trina would also be like, bitch, you need to, you know.
Because what she don't realize is she gave all her power away already. She got to move on. The fact that she gave up the head already and all he like is a nut in the mouth, like that's all he asking for. Like, this man is not that bright.
And what?
Come on now, y'all don't see this?
What?
No. You know, I'm speaking from a hood rat point of view. I'm going to just move right on along.
What the hell?
Wait, why is he...
She's talking about she getting flown out. They fucked before, like they fucked in the hotel or whatever before he met the mom. And like all he wants is like a little head for Valentine's Day and she wants to get ate out. But what I'm saying is, if she wants to be treated a certain way sexually, she shouldn't have been so quick to give him head before realizing he don't reciprocate. So now you're stuck in the situation.
No, you're
with
not.
The guy.
Well,
she's asking for advice. So,
but like, just because you gave him head, like I don't feel like that means you lost the situation.
Right.
Like you gave the nigga some head, and then you found out he don't eat pussy. What I feel like you should have stopped doing at that point was giving him head until y'all had a conversation
about why he doesn't do oral.
I don't understand why you continue to suck his dick when he doesn't go down on you. Like I don't get that part at all.
Right.
That's where I'm stuck. Because if it's just like he don't want to do oral and you don't really care that much about it, then okay. Y'all could just not do it and that'll be that. But if it's something you really want and he's not willing to do it, or he really wants it but he's not willing to do it to you, then I feel like then that's, you know, that's definitely a valid concern.
Right.
And you have every right to bring that up and be like, nah, nigga, you ain't gonna get away with this. Like,
she lost her power.
It'll just be like, well, there won't be no head in this motherfucking house.
Alexis Tyler.
This is going to be the headless horseman's motherfucker. There's no dick sucking, no nothing going on in here since we just can't get on the same.
Who do you know that's sexually active that's going to agree to a setup like that, though?
No
Who?
One.
I don't think
so.
That
you can be
do,
by
I,
your damn
I think
self.
When it comes to sex, you shouldn't do anything you don't want to do, period. So if she didn't want to be sucking his dick, then why was she sucking his dick?
Because she
But what I'm saying is this. She said that she only did that shit, like she liked sucking dick, but she was offended by the fact that he wasn't, and she liked sucking dick. She felt like they was at a point where it was okay for her to do it based on what he had offered her, right? But where she fucked up was she actually had expectations that just because she sucked his dick, he was gonna eat her out. And once he politely hit her with a no ma'am, you know what I'm saying, and kept it moving, that's her fault. Like, she should have been open, like, yo, I really only, you know, sucked your dick because yeah, of what happened, and I thought you was going to eat my pussy. Like, you owe me some head. Cause I gave you some.
So how do you,
if she says that,
how do you initiate, like, this conversation?
You just say it. And if she just says that, then she finds out what the problem, quote unquote, is.
But see, she did say that.
Say, I hate eating pussy, or your pussy stinks, or whatever the problem is. You know what I'm saying?
She did say something, and he said that he, whatever,
just seemed to feel the really same like way about
she
it.
Like, she, he does it, but he doesn't do it that often. He doesn't do it for everyone.
He was upfront,
so he tried to compromise and do. This is my thing: either you like it or you don't. If you either want to do it or you don't.
Yeah.
So if you are going to, like, if you're gonna do it, then do it. Don't, what do you always say? You don't half-ass it.
You do it with your full ass.
Your full ass. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to give somebody oral, then the whole point of oral sex is to please that person. You don't just...
So then why are you tripping that finished. He didn't please you?
Because if you didn't want to do it, then just say that you don't want to do it. Like, I'm like... Okay, if I am expressing to you, like, look, I sucked your dick, but... You know, if we're going to do that, it needs to be like a 50-50 thing. Then don't just play around it.
That's what I would say. I'd be like, well, you know what? You shouldn't have sucked my dick because I'm not ready to
Well, he
you
didn't
right
do
now.
That. That's no. what I'm saying. He didn't do right. that. And the problem may
you
actually be that
to.
He is now he playing just, around there in an effort to just get the head. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what
if you're not trying
to eat, then told him he had to do.
So here's the thing, sis. If you
but he's
are
not doing
unhappy
what
with this situation, then it's time for you to just be like, so listen, I'm not going to continue to give you head when you are selfish
just
with
don't.
Head. Like,
just
it's not, I'm
date
not
someone
going
else.
To,
100% right.
I'm not going to sit up here and do that. Like, it's not, I'm not saying that, you know, I have a problem with doing it, but I have a problem with you being selfish about it. And I think that's perfectly fine for you to say that to him. And if he's not willing to see it your way, or y'all not willing to compromise, then it's time to break up, because there's no reason for you to be sexually unsatisfied in a relationship.
Look,
there's no reason for
that. Actually, like, somebody owe you something because you sucked some dick.
But is this a relationship? I thought this is just somebody like flying her out until they gotten it together. That's why I was kind of like,
Whatever it is. I'm not putting up with no bullshit. If I feel
I'm
like,
not
either.
That's what I said. She already gave up.
If I feel like
I'm not either.
You and I are not on the same page, then we're just not gonna be on the same
Absolutely.
Page.
Right.
And we're gonna go ahead and be in different books.
What right. I'm saying, like, you're not even in a situation where it seems like you're just in love with this person and this is just something that you wish you could, like, it seemed like you having fun or whatever, so what the fuck is the problem? Like, exactly. Just don't fucking be together, man.
Or
because,
know
hey,
that when you fuck with him, you might not get your pussy yet.
Why, though?
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, and so then you have
if
to
you're
make
not
that decision.
Why satisfy him and not
no,
be satisfied?
That's the thing, though. If you really
like
looking
else.
At this situation and saying, it is worth it to me to satisfy him and not be sexually satisfied, and if that's okay with you, then go ahead and do it.
Yes.
But I just
not,
don't understand
you,
why you... Right. So, right. So then... Obviously, you don't want to sign up to be unfulfilled in a relationship. So either talk to him about it. If y'all can't resolve it and come to a middle ground that you both agree on, then
just
leave his ass.
Shit. I don't even feel like you need to have conversations with no niggas about what you need or how you need. Sex should either be good or it just ain't. And you're not That's even right. at that motherfucking That's point right. with that nigga where it should even be like, what should I do? It seems like you're not even really 100% feeling that nigga. He ain't really 100%. Y'all just having fun. So it shouldn't even... If you're not even having fun, if the sex ain't even good, then y'all ain't even in the same city. Just date somebody else.
But she likes the helicopter
what?
Rides and stuff, maybe.
Dusty, why are you so mean
why
to
are you
everybody?
So mean?
No, because it's just so simple. It's so like you already know. Why do you have to, like, you set it up so that we would tell you what you already know is the right answer.
No, it's a simple situation. You're the one saying that if you have that conversation with a nigga, that's giving him the opportunity to say, I'm not eating your pussy, but I still
Thank
want
you.
To get... But he didn't do that.
Right.
He said,
so
I will do
wrong.
It, da-da-da-da-da-da, and let me play right. How is she wrong? If she's saying, look, I don't mind sucking your dick, but if we're gonna... If that's what it is, then you need to do this too.
But that's
And he's
not
agreeing
what she said.
With it.
All she said, that's not what she said. All she said was, why don't you eat me out? She never communicated to him that her sucking his dick was contingent upon, you know, whether or not he was down to eat her out. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
She never put it out there like that.
She may not have worded it that way, but she did pretty much say, you know, like as far as compromise goes, like I like getting
it
out.
How are you even so arrogant as to request head and not be willing to give it?
Right. Some people don't mind. Like some people don't mind not being
reciprocated. How are you even that arrogant? Like, but you gonna really ask for head and then not be willing to give it? Like he's an asshole.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
why
I said she gave up the power.
Okay.
By giving him head first.
Was that your question or mine?
That was mine.
So am I going to do one or are we done?
I can do another one because I have a leftover one.
Let's just go ahead and do yours as the last one.
Okay. So this one is about work.
Okay.
Apparently these people are about to fight.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
World star.
So, or do you want to do the proposal?
If it's about the Houston show, then I want to do the proposal.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, so we can tell y'all this story. Oh, wait. Y'all may already know it.
Let's talk about it.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, so this...
this is a true story from our Houston show. So
this one is from Usagi, and it says, I attended the Houston live show this past weekend and was extremely excited when the man proposed to his boyfriend. So, yeah, at the Houston show, there was this big, dramatic, beautiful proposal, or so we thought.
Yes.
However, I felt some type of way about the boyfriend's response. He did not even acknowledge that he was proposed to and proceeded to ask his question. It seemed as though he wanted to say no, but he did not want to do it publicly. This baffled me. Why would you date a person for multiple years and move to be with him or her if you were not ready for something more serious? I understand that the boyfriend could be a private person and possibly did not like the fact that his boyfriend proposed publicly, but my gut tells me it's more than this. I want to hear your opinions on the situation because many people in the audience I spoke to also shared a similar sentiment. Or to hear your opinions on relationship expectation. Was it reasonable for this man to think that if his boyfriend moved cities for him, that he was ready for a bigger commitment?
Mm.
So, yeah, there was like this boyfriend who came up. It was so sweet. And he said that he wanted to propose to his boyfriend who was standing at the other microphone waiting to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was just like an uproar of excitement, including me, who like did this whole like dance and ran up and standing on top of these white people's furniture because I was so excited. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm a sucker for like that romantic shit, and so I was so excited. The boyfriend didn't really budge.
No, didn't really turn around even.
And
this man is on his knee, like proposing, like
selfie sticks were out recording the footage,
and so this just this extremely awkward moment afterwards where we're all just like, oh, so. He's not going to even answer the question, and we're all just sort of going to pick up and move on and go about our day. Like, what the fuck just happened here? It was like a weird ass moment for everybody. And I could tell that a lot of people in the audience were confused. Like,
right. So here's the thing. I randomly follow this guy on Twitter, and he said to me after the show that his boyfriend was like trolling him, that the whole thing was fake, and he just wanted to like embarrass him. And even after the show, his boyfriend didn't, because listen, in my head, when he said trolling during the show, like when he said he's trolling me right now, he's trolling me, I'm thinking, I thought that when you troll someone, like the point is for you to not be embarrassed, because I would be devastated right now if this were me.
If I proposed and you didn't even turn around and look at me?
Yeah.
Like, can you even imagine?
But he seemed fine after the show was over. They were still, you know, like giggling and acting cute. So maybe it really was. I feel like he really probably was just having fun and didn't really expect for it to be. But niggas were pissed.
Yeah.
Like they were so mad.
Everybody got so excited. It just turned into, it just got to be like this huge thing really, really fast. And everybody was so hyped when we thought that they were about to get engaged. And then it just did not happen at all. What, Dustin? What? What do you have to say? What the hell is
What
it?
Are you doing?
Do you see what the fuck he is doing?
No, I just think that it was really sad. And I actually feel bad for the guy that offered up the proposal. Because no matter what the circumstances were that were behind that, no matter what happened, he still had a huge moment of like public embarrassment. So I just feel like I feel bad about that. And I'm the type of person that I never, ever, ever want to hurt somebody's feelings when it comes to like dating and, you know, like stuff like that.
I mean, yeah.
I don't like being the bad guy like that. So it's ways to decline people and still allow them to have some dignity.
Here's my thing. I don't really feel bad because I honestly asked again, seeing after the show, I really don't feel like he expected it. And he even said something to, I don't know. I really don't think that he was embarrassed, although I would have been. But first, why would you propose to someone in front of so many strangers if you weren't like 1000% sure they were going to say yes? That's it. And I'm not even just talking about this particular situation.
Well, at
in
least
general.
At least maybe he took it so easy because he knew the other side of what could happen of him being rejected. Because, I mean, from what was said, it doesn't seem like they probably even had a conversation prior about your marriage.
I don't think
like,
they did.
Did he have a ring?
No.
Oh yeah. So no, that had to be
right. It was a joke. But this part, she's asking like, it seems like in general, she says, "I want to hear your opinions on like relationship expectation. Was it reasonable? Blah 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 blah." I don't even think I would want to be proposed to in front of people.
I know I wouldn't. And I'm one of those people who really feels like you need to have a conversation about getting engaged before you propose. Like, don't try to just surprise me out of nowhere and ask me out of nowhere to marry you, because I'm honestly going to tell you that I need some time to think about it. Like, at the bare minimum, some weeks. I'm not just going to rush into a decision like that. So I think it's smart, or at least healthy, to discuss, you know, whether you're planning to get married or whether you see yourself getting married to that person before you decide to go through with all the theatrical proposing, especially if you're going to do it in public.
Why not only seriously date somebody that you would marry?
Huh?
Why not only seriously date somebody that you would marry?
So but what you think is serious, somebody else might not think is serious, or vice versa. What you think is casual, somebody else.
What I'm saying is, like, only pick from a pool of people that if the shit went down like that and everything in your relationship was going great, then you would definitely say yes if it happened.
But the thing is,
that way you never have an opportunity to have that egg on your face like that.
People always think they know the surefire or the certain way to do something, but emotions get you fucked up every single time.
That's the problem.
And you can go into it with a clear head, but at some point when your feelings start getting involved, you start making decisions you would never make otherwise.
So then you would definitely say yes.
I'm not even, like, this is so completely out of my league. I don't really give a fuck about, like, marriage. Maybe one day. I just feel like weddings are so long and just and boring and tedious and just dramatic.
They don't really have to be.
I feel like if I were to ever get married, I would, A, have to be proposed to, and B, it would have to be a nigga that is, like, interested in planning all of that, unless we're just going to go to a courthouse. Because I don't even care at all about any of that. But don't do it like in public, because I don't want people like watching me and smiling and recording and waiting for me to fucking answer. I wanted to whisper it to him at the show, like, please just say yes and tell that nigga no later if that's how you feel, so that we can just, because I didn't want to have to deal with everyone else. And that's what
we
had
to
do.
And we were like, okay, well, I guess we gotta move on. And people were looking like, no, the fuck we not. Like, we gonna address this weird ass proposal that just happened. Like,
I tried to answer his question, and they were like all in the front row. So there was a nigga behind him with a question as well. So I don't know. Were we answering all the questions in this bitch? Not like everybody
right.
was.
Right. The Houston show was shady, like all the other audiences are too. Right. But it was just, that was a bizarre situation. But in general, yes, I think you should know whether your partner is ready to say yes. And I think you should know what kind of proposal they prefer. You know, some people really don't want to be in the spotlight, and some people love, you know, the attention and the fanfare and all that. I feel like you should know that about your partner at the very damn least.
You could just be like in front of Martin with me and just be like, hey, so
let's do this every day for the rest of our life.
And that's literally enough for me.
Do you
have
like you
something
want,
to present though?
Do you feel like you want like a wedding, or do you would you be cool with just going to the courthouse?
Like, we could literally just have like, I could go to the courthouse and then meet all y'all niggas at like a hall somewhere, and we'll just like play like 90s music and like Earth, Wind & Fire and Trina, and just like get fucked up, and that's my marriage.
Okay.
or my wedding day or whatever the fuck you want to call
it. But you don't need like a whole organized ceremony and like the thousands.
That shit is so long and boring. And who the fuck wants to sit there and then be standing in front of a damn of a preacher the whole time and then he reading a whole entire script? Like, can we just kiss and go
Most
home?
Weddings I've been to have been like 30 minutes or less, though. I haven't been Maybe to too many Jamaican that were like weddings. Super long.
I don't know. Every wedding I've ever been to has just been like, oh, girl, can we eat now?
Okay, I get it. What about y'all? Asante, you want to have a wedding?
Yeah, I guess. Only for my mom. Like, yeah. Outside of that, I really wouldn't care.
My mom ain't
care. I would like my mom and my dad, like, I feel like that would be big for them, maybe. But yeah. Outside of me, we could really just go down to the courthouse and then I can meet y'all for brunch afterwards or something. And
it's right? dumb that your family would come.
Right.
I mean,
at the like, I think the best case.
Yeah, for real.
Would be my mama, like, I'm super happy for you if you're happy. And I hope it's everything you want it to be.
Right. I really don't. I can't call that. I have no idea. I would probably not even be the type, like, unless my partner just really insisted on it, whoever I married just, like, really wanted a wedding, I don't think I would even really give that much
right.
of a shit about
Same.
It.
Same. And I don't even think I'm attracted to the type of individual that would be interested right. in weddings like that.
Like, I'm really, the older I get, the more I'm into, like, let's just be together until we don't want to anymore. But right. if at any point we decided to make it legal, I think I'm fine with going to the courthouse. I really am, just because I would rather not spend all that fucking money. Shit, the rent is too damn high. I don't want to spend all that money on a wedding, too.
Maybe I'll wear a tux to the courthouse.
Okay, I might get myself a new dress, but really, I'm just gonna kick it with my niggas afterwards, eat some chicken, get drunk.
I'll wear like a Dickie short set.
What about you, Dustin? You interested in having a wedding? Okay.
You see, I didn't even ask.
Asked everybody else.
Oh, I should put this on.
If I did, though.
Okay.
If I did, which would absolutely never happen. Thank you, because you would definitely be.
Because I know that you like.
But I would, if I did, I would, like, the vow part where you actually get married and shit, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be nobody but me and the person I marry. Like, it would just literally be us and whoever the, what's the person
efficient.
That? The, yeah. It would just be us. Then we could totally have a big party, but it would be way more, like, chic and, like, it would not be a traditional, like, wedding reception mm-hmm. at all. If just like I don't want my funeral, this brings up funerals. Like, y'all all know. For a fact that I don't want like a funeral. I don't want anybody to see me in a casket.
I don't want anybody
to see my casket. None of that. I want a day party with a big, really nice picture of me on an easel, an open bar, great food, live music, and like upbeat, no eulogy read, nothing, just a celebration. So I don't like traditional ceremonies and shit like that.
Well, I feel like if I die, you know, young and tragically, then my family will insist on having a funeral. But all I really want is to be cremated. That's really, like, my great aunt passed away and she was cremated, and I think it just made everything easier. Like, I don't feel like my body needs to go into the ground. Like, cremation, you can have my organs for people who need them, and then, you know, I don't need to take up space under the ground. You know, y'all can go take my ashes to Paris and toss them around or some shit like that. But like, I want people to have fun too. Like, I don't know how we got off on all
this. Yeah, but I did want to say that I do want my funerals to be in the parking lot of the USA Flea Market.
Okay, so no one's doing that,
and I want them to play Candy by Cameo because it's the greatest song
we can play that, but we're not having
the
it in
best song ever.
We're like Lowriders and shit.
Yes. And like carry my casket
no
to the grave
when it happens,
in
God
a dog rider. Right, yeah. Like
really?
In an old Cadillac.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cause I don't know if I want to be sad and shit. Like, bitch, you
I'm
like
not a sad person like that. Like, I'm fun.
Like, so, like, I mean, and I get the spirit behind that, but losing somebody you love is just sad. It just is.
But I want for people to be like, oh my goodness, like that nigga and the fun times.
That's what I
and
want.
Then like drink Hennessy and apple juice. Like, I want for people to just like have fun in all the ways I like to have fun. Like, I want to be like remembered. I won't want everybody to just be like, oh, I'm so upset. Or, I don't want. Let me cry at yours. Because I'm going to cry regardless because I'm just a crybaby.
Okay.
But I don't want anyone to cry at mine.
All right. Well, I feel like.
I want a full open top shelf bar.
Oh,
and I want a
no.
candy table, but not. But I want like only good candy. So like penny candy, now laters, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Pink Starburst, crybaby bubblegum.
Them
you know what
Utz
I'm saying?
Chips.
Them motherfucking onion and garlic Utz chips. You know, I just want it to be very, very just fun. But I just want that table for like novelty. My mic is off.
Okay.
All right. Hello. What'd you do?
Nothing. But I can't hear shit.
I can't hear you either.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure out what happened.
And
stop talking about death.
It's a setup. Oh, there you are. Bam.
All right.
Okay.
God blocked it.
So, well, hey. That was our show, I think.
All right, so that wraps up our 100th episode of The Read. I still can't believe it. Like, I've just been kind of in disbelief all day that we have really gotten to come in here and do this so many times and invite in some really great friends of ours and have some amazing guests and just continue to talk shit and be real. And it's just been an amazing ride. I can't believe it's been 100 episodes. And just want to thank everybody out there who has supported us in any way, who has spread the word, who has bought a ticket to the live show, who has bought merch, who has, you know, sent out the link. Every last one of you who has sent in a letter, who has let us know how we have touched you or changed your life. I just want to say thank you so much. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. I appreciate every last one of you, and thank you very much.
Same.
Okay. You can follow us at thisistheread.com. Check out every episode. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at thisistheread, Tumblr, and all that jazz, all those fun things. Do you have any announcements this week? I don't think I
There's
do.
This place called Dough that makes the best goddamn donut.
Oh my god.
So fucking good.
First of all, shout out to our friend Jade for letting us come over to her house for her Super Bowl party on Sunday.
We enjoyed so many things at that Super Bowl party.
Everything except the game.
So many things. Can we talk about that game though?
No, we sure the fuck can.
That was some bullshit.
I really don't.
No. I have, like, this is my read.
Okay.
You, bitch.
Me?
Yes. For getting me into sports in the first goddamn place. Why didn't you tell me that this shit is so goddamn stressful?
Getting you into sports? That you
get I was emotionally invested.
That is the first game you
have
watched all season.
That goddamn game. Okay. I don't care. I was there and I wanted a team to win. And I was literally shattered when they lost.
That's how
and
it
not
feels.
Only that they lost, but the way that they goddamn lost. Yeah. How are you 2 goddamn inches away from a touchdown, bitch, and you want to throw shit? What the fuck? Like, why would you do this to me? This is all your fault for making me watch sports in the first place.
All right.
And I wanted the Seahawks to win.
I did too.
It's your fault.
I was devastated, I'm not gonna lie. I blame you. I'm still really, I don't even want to talk about it. But anyway, Jay cooked her ass off. Everything
sure
was
did.
Amazing. But shout out to whoever went to Dough and brought them fucking donuts.
Delicious.
Dough is in Bed-Stuy, and I think she said they have a location somewhere in Manhattan. Them shits were amazing. What was that one y'all had that y'all was fucking up?
Good.
All of them.
No, it was something. It had something in it.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
I had a cheesecake and a chocolate.
There were so many different kinds, and they were cut into quarters. Anyway.
Also, shout out to Missy Elliott. Just because I couldn't not. Like, I don't know if I've ever talked about how much of a Missy Elliott stan I am.
Yeah.
But, like, God damn it, she's the reason.
Yes.
Performer, just innovator, legend, everything about Missy Elliott is fucking fantastic. And I also would like to very quickly read all them damn kids that acted like they thought that Missy was a new artist.
The fuck kind of shit is that?
These children. I don't even understand. Who the fuck is raising you?
Only reason I watched the goddamn halftime show is because Missy might have come out. And she fucked it up.
Right.
I had no idea.
Seriously, only because Katy Perry said she was.
She looked great. She was not hitting a mark.
She sounded good.
Even with Katy up there trying to do a little. What the fuck?
I don't even know.
Why didn't you just move and just let her do it?
Yeah, she don't need to dance no more, man. Like,
I'm so glad. Like, I hope Missy feels the love and decides that she's ready to come back, because we are so ready for you. And I feel like if anybody can bring all these rapping hoes together, it'll be Missy. Like,
everybody.
If anybody can do it. Right.
She's in a fucking league.
Missy was everybody respects her. That's exactly it.
Because she's the greatest.
Speaking of rap, I do think we should address the comments that Young Thug made
about
Jay-Z being too old to rap. Because I think people kind of get off track a little bit.
That can be your reason.
No, I just think they get off track a little bit because.
So what comments did Young Thug make?
Shout out to Young Thug.
Young Thug said that no one was interested in hearing anybody over 30 and especially over 40 perform or make new rap music, so he would never buy a Jay-Z album. Now, before we state all the other obvious, I think we need to pay attention to the first things in front of our face.
Sure
people
did.
Forget that there's a huge epidemic of ageism within the black gay community. So when we heard these remarks made by Young Thug, why are we, you know, like, it's an issue. So instead of focusing on the negativity towards Jay-Z, let's talk about the ageism within the black gay community that has sparked comments such as this. That's all I want to say. You know, you have to shine light on was really in need of illumination.
I think we're just going to take a look at net worth and just let that be the beginning, middle, and end of this story.
Or like, I don't know, like moisture of skin.
Mm-hmm. The number of tickets sold, the number of hygiene, albums sold. These kids.
This is the problem I have with like just people, like artists. Like just stay in your lane and do what you're doing. Don't do that. Really, Young Thug? Like, I was really just starting to ride the wave with you, but to take away from Jay-Z on any level, from one word that you say, is impossible. So, like, I don't understand why you would do that, Young Thug.
I mean, and for no reason. To say that you feel like people are not going to buy music or see performances from somebody over 40, when this man just went on this $100 million grossing tour with his wife last year,
With his wife.
Like, Jay-Z, that may be true of the average rapper, but Jay-Z clearly is still making money. Like, Jay-Z is consistently on these lists of rap niggas making a whole bunch of fucking money.
And furthermore, if you do your research, you will see that Jay-Z has enough influence to literally wipe you, like, off the map. Like, Jay-Z could literally rid you of your career because anytime Jay-Z has been like, oh, I don't really feel this portion of hip-hop, and said something about it, that was the end of it.
Right.
I know you got Birdman riding behind you hard, but Young Thug, you're going to have to get that together.
Jay-Z and Birdman got into it. Now Lil Wayne's suing Cash Money for $51
million.
So maybe you don't want a problem.
You might want to keep it extremely cute right now.
So that's three.
Okay, so yeah. Again, the end of the show. And I don't have any announcements. Thanks so much, Dustin and Asante. Let the people know where they can find you.
Congratulations on 100 episodes, guys. Love you.
Thanks for coming through so many times. All of our friends, Chuska Lee and everybody else who's come through to the show. What about you, Asante? Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Asante, HEYASSANTE. And that's it. I'm
okay.
Here. I'm queer and
Dustin,
I'm having a good time.
Dustin, where can they find you?
The South Side.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Dustin Ross Said. You can find me on YouTube at Dustin Ross Said. You can find me on Valentine's Day at the Producers Theater for Roommates the Musical. Play a character named Brian, who's a lot of fun. And you can catch us on Valentine's Day. You can catch us on the 21st and the 28th. I'll send you all the information. It's a fantastic musical, very well written, lots of dope original music pieces that I know you guys are gonna love. So be on the lookout for that.
All right.
So my acronym is gonna be C Y L T M M.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Close Your Legs to Mary Jane. And that's dedicated to that wench that wrote that letter in here talking about she fucking him and shit. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm going home.
Thanks so much, y'all. We'll see you next week.